Morning from Dan and Dalton, FM Talk 106.5, 754. Alec Naaman, Naaman's Catering, going to join us right now.
Yeah, it's time for What's Cooking with the man, the legend, Alec Naaman. Good morning, Alec.
Hey, guys. Good morning. How y'all doing all right over there?
We are great, yeah. And we're going to break the grill open, fire it up, and throw something on it for the recipe this week.
If you could bring the grill indoors where the air conditioning is, it'd be great, right? Yeah.
Well, until a point, yeah. At some point, it would turn on you for sure.
About a little smoke.
Hawaiian style barbecue short ribs with grilled pineapple. This sounds fantastic, Alec.
Man, you know, if I can't go to Hawaii, I might as well act like I'm in the backyard with my palm trees or something. Nice. Hey, man, get you some short ribs, okay? Some nice, meaty, beefy short ribs, okay? And it's all about just marinating and then soaking them overnight, you know, and letting all these juices and marinades get inside the meat. And then the easy part is throwing it on the grill, right? So here's what I do. I get a big Ziploc out, and I toss my ribs in it, you know. And then I mix up a little pineapple juice, some brown sugar, a little sesame oil, some soy sauce, some rice vinegar. It's got that Asian flair, that Polynesian flair. And I mince up some fresh ginger. I'm going to press me a whole bunch of garlic, you know, just get it all minced up real good. Slice up some purple onions and some green onions. Hit it with a little salt and pepper. And then I whisk all that together, pour it over the ribs, let them soak overnight. And the next day, I just go throw them on the grill. Now, get a big old fresh pineapple. You know, I like the golden pineapples the best, right? And I take the core out and I just cut them in little rings. And I grill the pineapple the same time I'm grilling the ribs. And you can eat those ribs, you know, medium rare, whatever have you, like the beef, you know. But when it's all said and done, it's not so easy, man. Just Hawaiian-style barbecue short ribs with grilled pineapple.
That sounds fantastic. And I know you have some of that and a lot of other great eats. Whenever you cater for someone, cater an event, and plenty of opportunity for that coming up with football season and a whole lot more on the way. How can people get you on the line to sign up for that and also let people know about the Heat and Eat meals?
Yeah, 30 days to football, man. My Jags go on the field on the 30th, and then Auburn and Baylor on the 29th, and Alabama on the 30th. It's going to be a glorious day in about a month.
So, yeah, I agree.
Okay, look, call us. We're taking Christmas party orders, all kind of stuff. 473-3900. Look us up on the web at namiscatering.com and follow us on social media because we just like that kind of stuff.
Who says, you know? Who says this guy's not organized, taking Christmas orders on August the 1st?
Walmart doesn't even have the Christmas stuff on their shelves yet, Alec. You're taking them orders, and it's a good thing.
Man, I had to put the Christmas tree up. I got so excited.
Well, you mentioned the Jags, and I know you get excited talking about them and opening the season like everyone else at the end of this month. Morgan State, I think they started
they
with.
Do, yes.
Do you have anything possibly to say about South Alabama football?
Well, you know, some of the players been coming in, getting something to – and we looking at them, and they looking great. They big. They about three times my size. So I told them, I said, boy, let me tell you something. Go Jags!
That's so good. Thanks, Alec, and have a great weekend, okay?
You too, guys. Y'all have a great one.
He probably gets pretty excited when South Alabama players come strolling in his place.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
For sure. Yeah, and just think about when they score a touchdown or win a game. I mean, I'd be worried about him. Worry about his health.
7:59 with Dan and Dalton. Good morning, y'all.